It's time for the word. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. I'm going to be teaching tonight on persuaded, embraced, and confessed. I want to read the first verse of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The 12th chapter, the first verse says this, therefore. How many know if you got a therefore, something happened before that? Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. Everybody say endurance. Endurance. The race that is set before us. Now, Hebrews 11, chapter 13 through 16. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Can you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's here. I pray tonight, God, that you would minister in this place. God, that you would touch us. I pray, Lord, that you would anoint me to teach your word. God, that someone would be touched and someone would be ministered to. And God, we give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that if you're persuaded, you can embrace and confess the promises of God. Amen. Amen. A far off promise. How many have ever seemed like the promises of God are way out there? You can't see them, you can't touch them, and it seems like they're out there. And sometimes we have to seek. For they are seeking a country. Turn around and tell your neighbor, we need to seek. Matthew 7 says this, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. Amen. I've got to say that again. Everyone who asks receives. And who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, would give him a serpent? If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give you good things to those who ask him? Sometimes we have to seek. Remember when you were a kid and my daughter somehow has found out how to play this game, hide and seek, and she points her little finger up and goes, Dida, find me, count. And she always hid in the same place. And I would come in going, where's Olivia? And she would go, and try, is she over here? Is she over there? And she'd go, no, Dida, I'm over here. And I'd go, there you are. And she goes, Dida, you go hide. And then she walks in and goes, Nana, where's Dida? But she has found out how to play hide and seek. To seek, you've got to look for something. To seek is not to just glance. It is to look under things. It is to look around. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The Bible said it will seek. If we'll get serious and seek, we shall find. Oh, I feel the preacher coming on. Not the country they came from. Turn around, tell your neighbor, said, don't look back. Don't go back to where you come from. There's nothing there. Luke 17 and 32 says, remember Lot's wife who looked back. There's nothing behind. Somebody say amen. I have found to realize that if you're looking back, you can't see where you're going. If you're looking back, you can't seek for what you want to find. You're only looking back to where you've been. I don't like where I've been. I'm glad I'm where I'm at, and I'm looking forward to where I'm going. Can somebody say amen? But I've got to seek. I said I've got to seek. I've got to go after it. Abraham was going after a city. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew God had given him a promise. Anybody got a promise? Well, Pastor, it don't look like I'm getting a promise. It doesn't matter. If God promised, he will do it. We just got to go after it. Amen. Heavenly. They desired a better country. You see, when you desire something, you're not satisfied with where you're at. Sometimes we get satisfied with the status quo. I don't like the status quo. I want to see more. I want to see more people saved. I want to see more people in church. I want to see more people filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to see more young people at the youth night. I want to see more women at the women's breakfast. I want to see more men. If anybody hear me what I'm saying? I don't want to be stuck at status quo, but I'm looking for something better. A heavenly place. How many's looking forward to heaven? I said, how many's looking forward to heaven? Oh, I can surely stand here to say to you tonight, even so, come Lord Jesus. I'm ready to go. I said, I'm ready to go. Do you realize that right now Europe, Germany, Italy, all through Europe is in almost to the same place they were in the Great Depression? Do you realize right now in Detroit, Michigan, one out of every four people are laid off? Aren't you glad you live on Long Island? Taxes might be high, but we got a job. Somebody say amen. Amen. Things are looking rough. I'm getting excited about going to see Jesus Christ. I was listening to today how that Iran is pushing for longer missiles to shoot farther. I'm not worried about blowing up. I'm looking forward to going up. Somebody say amen. I'm looking forward to a heavenly home. This is not my home. This is just temporary. Can anybody hear me what I'm saying? God's got something better for us. Oh, I'm here to tell you we need to get excited. We're one day closer to heaven than we were yesterday. Amen. I'm looking forward to going to heaven, and I want to take as many people with me as I can, where God is not ashamed to call to be their God. When I read that, I said, Lord, I could teach a whole two nights on this. How in the world could God be ashamed to be our God? What kind of actions do we have to take for God to be ashamed to be our God? One thing is, the Bible says, if we're ashamed of God on this earth, he'll be ashamed of us before his Father. Let me tell you something. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed to be a Christian. I'm not ashamed to be Pentecostal. I'm not ashamed to be full gospel. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm not ashamed that I dance and I praise and I glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If it bothers you, I'm sorry, but I'm not ashamed of who I am. I know who I used to be. I know where I come. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Anybody remember where you come from and where God brought you? You ought not to be ashamed of who you are. Amen. Anybody, God just changed your life radically. Then you ought not be ashamed of who you are or where you are. You ought not be ashamed to praise and glorify Him. Be the first one to speak up when they say, is there a Christian in the house? Yes, I am. Don't be ashamed to speak your peace. Don't be ashamed. Secondly, on our lives, how we live. My father always used to say, son, I'm proud of you. Don't never make me be ashamed of you. Because he would say, you're a Mullins. Act like a Mullins. And I would say to him, does that mean I got to fight and drink? No, I'm just kidding. No, you don't know where the Mullins has come from. He said, no, son, you're my son. And I want to be proud of you. Amen. I want God to be proud of me. That doesn't mean I live perfect. I make mistakes, but I come to the grace of Jesus Christ, and He forgives. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I want Him to be proud of me. I want to be able to tell someone about Jesus Christ. I want to be doing what He wants me to do. When He comes, I want to be found doing what He wants me to do. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? There's an old song. Here we go again. Where's Stephanie? There's an old song that says this. It says, I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what He'd want it to be. And see, God was not ashamed to call them His, or be called their God. Why? Because by faith they followed. Not knowing where they're going, but they followed. They didn't have a committee meeting. I heard about a church. Someone come in the door. There was smoke flowing out of the basement. Someone hollered, the church is on fire, we need to get out. And they said, that's a very good suggestion. Timely. We'll bring it up at the next board meeting. The church burnt down. They were having church in the field. Coming a tornado. Say, hey, there's a tornado coming. That's a very good suggestion. We'll bring it up at the next board meeting. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't need to talk. You just need to follow God. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? And doing what God told you to do, and He's not ashamed to be called your God. Turn and look at your neighbor and say, by faith.
By faith.
By faith they were persuaded. Have confidence. Believe. By faith they were, anybody persuaded? Amen. See, if you're persuaded, no one can convince you of anything else. Abraham was persuaded to believe God and God's promise. Amen. Because when you get persuaded, you know, you're confident, you know, I know this is going to happen. I know I'm going to make it. I am persuaded. Amen. I'm going to say that again. I am persuaded. Amen. And when you get persuaded, you can believe God and trust Him. I have confidence. I don't have confidence in myself. I have confidence in the God that called me. I have confidence in the God that said it will happen. That means it's going to happen. Amen. If God said He's going to heal you, I'm persuaded that He's going to heal me. If God said He's going to bless me, then I'm persuaded He's going to bless me. Now the enemy tries to take away that persuasion we have. He tries to get our eyes off of the goal. He tries to tell us, you know, and then we're going, Lord, I don't know if this is going to happen. Shut up. Be persuaded. Be persuaded. My husband, I don't know if they'll ever get saved. Shut up. Be persuaded that God is able. He will do it. Somebody say amen. Because let me fill you in on something. If God saved you, He'd save anybody.
That's right.
Everybody shake a little head. Yes, amen. If God can redeem you, wash your sins away, and draw you to the cross, he can do it for anybody. Amen. So I am persuaded. I am persuaded he shall meet my needs. I am persuaded he's my healer. I'm persuaded he's my savior. I'm persuaded I'm going to make it to heaven. I had one dear sister used to stand up and testify in church. So I'm thanking and praising God for the pastor and the first lady and for the church. Praising and thanking God, he woke me up this morning. Praising and thanking God, I have eyes to see and I could breathe a breath. Praising and thanking God, I could put my shoes on and walk. And I'm praising and thanking God for a made-up mind that heaven's my home and I'm going to make it. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? We need to have a made-up mind. We need to be persuaded. Don't care what you say. I am persuaded. This Elder Kathy was telling me how that the doctors kept telling her to take the pull the plug from her son. And she kept saying, he's not saved, no. And then when he opened his eyes and talked, he's moving. But the best thing is he gave his heart to Jesus Christ. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? She was persuaded that she was not going to move. She was not going to turn. Wait, God said he's going to do it. He's going to do it. By faith, they embraced to receive joyfully. By faith, they embraced. Sometimes we can be persuaded, but we've got to embrace it. We've got to grab a hold of it. Hold on to it. Amen. Embrace it. The best embrace I get every night, I get an embrace. She about chokes me, holds on tight. When mommy says to Olivia, it's time to go to bed. She runs and jumps in my arms, throws her arms around my neck and holds on. I'm here to tell you, I want to run. I want to throw my arms around the promises of God. I want to embrace them. I want to hold on to them. I don't want anything to pull them out of my hands. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I want to hold on. They belong to me. I'm persuaded, therefore, I will embrace them. Everybody say joyfully. Joyfully. To receive joyfully. No one's smiling. Praise God. It's mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to happen. Praise God. Went to a church. It was pastoring. When I got there, there was a lady praying for her husband. Pray God he gets saved. Oh, that he gets saved. He ran and gets saved. He got saved and she backslid. I think she didn't have nothing else to pray for. Then I got him going, pray my wife comes back to God. She didn't embrace. I want to embrace the promises of God. I want to hold on to the promises of God. I want to believe God. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I want to hold on to. You're not going to take it from me. I'm gripping on tight. I'm holding on tight. You're not going to take it from me. I am holding on. Heard a story about a man who fell off a cliff and was holding on to a tree hanging off the side of the cliff. And as he's holding on tight, he looked over and there was a beautiful strawberry. He wanted that strawberry. But to get a hold of that strawberry, he had to let go. Don't let anything look so good. Oh, that you let go of what you're holding on to. Amen. Oh, the devil will give you a lot of pretty strawberries and this and that and the other, but it's not what God wants in your life. I've told this to the young people. I don't think I've told it to you. There was a young lady who graduated high school, getting ready to go to college. She was going to go to Bible college. She was going to be a missionary. She loved Jesus Christ. She decided to go spend the summer in Florida. Her and some friends went to Florida. She got there and she fell in love with someone. Before the summer was up, she moved in with them. Decided she wasn't going to go to college anymore. Decided she wasn't going to go to Bible college to be a missionary anymore. She decided that she was going to move in and live with this man because she fell in love. He was a fox. She was flying back home to get all her clothes and then move back to Florida. As she was getting on the plane, true story, he handed her a present and said, don't open it till you get home. She got on the airplane as she was flying back. Her curiosity got the best of her. She opened the box. Inside it was a black box. When she opened the black box, a little note said, "Welcome to the family of AIDS." Was it worth letting go? Hold on. It's a trick of the enemy. Hold on. Hold on to God. Don't let go. You're going to fall. Hold on. You're not going to get what God's got for you if you let go. Hold on. Embrace it. Get a hold of it. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? The devil don't want you to be where God wants you to be. That's why he's doing everything else. But hold on. Amen. Don't let go. Hold on. Amen. By faith, they confessed. Confess to say the same thing as another to agree with. I want to speak what God says. Not what I say, what God says. You know, that's why we got to read this Bible. We got to know what it says. So when the devil comes, we can say, wait a minute, the Bible says, by his stripes I am healed. Amen. And not only when I speak that, I've got to go into agreement and confessing it. Wait a minute. The Bible says by his stripes we are healed. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? He shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You know what? You ought to go to Romans 8 chapter and starting with the 28th verse and be able to quote it all the way to the end. Nothing shall separate me from the hand of God. Amen. If God be for me, who can be against me? I want to confess it. I want to speak it out my mouth. I want to tell the devil and remind the devil, remind cancer, remind sickness what Jesus Christ says. I want to agree. Oh, that's good stuff right there. See, my mom, man, she was bold. She'd just point her finger in my face and say, I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. One day you're going to serve God. One day you're going to be preaching like you know you should. You can run, but you can't hide. And then she would do this. Try it. She would say, Holy Spirit, get him. Holy Spirit, get him. And he was good at it. He'd find you out wherever you were. You'd run into Christians everywhere you went. You'd run into situations where you needed God. And you would touch God. You would call. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? But you've got to speak it. You've got to confess it. So what does it say? He said, I'm persuaded that I'm going to embrace it. And I'm going to confess the very promises of God. How's things going? Wonderful. I'm blessed. Amen. Things are great. Are you working? Not yet. But it's coming. Amen. Are you healed? It might not look like it, but the Bible says I am. Therefore, I am. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to believe what God says. I want to stand on his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not. I want to hold on to his word. If I'm in trouble, don't give me anything but. Because his word will not come back to him void. And I've heard that said a lot of times that God's, you know, but if we bring his word back to him, it is not void, but it accomplishes what it set out to do. It's his word. If I put faith in his word, I embrace it. If I'm persuaded, you know, if you're persuaded, you just can't, no one can change your mind. There are some people that are persuaded on crazy things, but they're persuaded. My mom used to say to me, son, you'd argue with the wall. If I'm right, yes. And then she'd smack me and I'd straighten up. Someone told me one time, said, my child come and said they were going to run away, so I was helping them pack. And I told my mom one time I was running away. When I got back up, I knew I wasn't. Oh, no. Embrace and confess. Speak it out. Amen. Speak the word of God. Put the word of God in the situation. Be persuaded. How do you get persuaded? You get in this thing and you start reading. You apply it. You pray over it. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Have you ever prayed and said, God, I need a scripture. God, give me a scripture. And you open up and you start going. It might be the first page you turn to. It might be another. And all of a sudden, God gives you. It might be from the preacher. It might be from the teacher. You might hear it on television. But then you hear it. And then when you hear it, it opens up to you. Amen. Get persuaded. Then hold on to it. Let me ask you something. Are you persuaded and have you embraced and have you confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord? Amen. Are you persuaded? Have you embraced? Have you confessed that he died on the cross? Yes. Are you persuaded? Have you confessed? Have you embraced that he's risen from the dead? Amen. Well, let me ask you this. Are you persuaded? Have you embraced? Have you confessed that he's at the right hand of the Father forever making interception? Are you persuaded? Have you embraced? Do you confess that he's God? Amen. Then everything he said, he will do. He will do. Someone told me one time, said, Jesus was a good man, but I don't think he was God. I said, nope, can't happen. What do I mean? I said, if he ain't God, he's a liar. Then he's not a good man. Oh, I don't think you hear me what I'm saying. Because if he's a good man, then he's not a liar. Then he must be God. I think he's a prophet. No. If he's a prophet, then he's God because he said, I am. Turn around and tell your neighbor, I'm persuaded. They were. They were called strangers. Stranger, a foreigner. I am so glad this place is not my home, but I'm glad that my home is in heaven. I am persuaded that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. I'm a stranger here. This world's not my home. Turn around and tell your neighbor, this world's not my home. I have not evolved to the place I am. I was created by Jesus Christ. I was created by God for who I am and what I am. I did not evolve to this place. I'm a stranger. They were called pilgrims, sojourning in a strange place. How many's glad this is a strange place? It's strange to me because I belong to something else. I'm a child of the King. Amen. I'm a child of God. Heaven's my home. I'm on my way to heaven. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I can't get caught up. I can't get down and discouraged over what's going on down here because this place don't belong to me. My eyes are on heaven, a place that God has for me. God has prepared a place. Turn and look at your neighbor and say, God has done all the preparation. Now, Jesus said, isn't it amazing he's the son of a carpenter? And he went to prepare a place for you. He said, I'm going. He said, you know where I'm going. And they said, well, how do we know? He said, I'm going to my Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you.
Amen.
I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. Amen. When I used to evangelize, people would say, come and preach revival. We have prepared a place for you. I'm like, cool. Let's go. Some of them, they didn't do a good job preparing. Some of them, they did a great job. But I'm glad that Jesus prepared a place for me. Now look, not only did he prepare a place for me in heaven, tomorrow, he's prepared tomorrow for me. Oh, you're not getting this. He's prepared next week for me. Evangel Church of God, he's prepared a place for us. He has prepared a building and property for us. We just need to be persuaded, embrace it, and confess it. And look forward to it. Amen. He has prepared a place. How has he prepared it? Listen, he's already prepared for your healing. Amen. He took the stripes for your healing. He has already prepared for your miracles. He's already prepared for your blessings. It's already been done. Quit begging God to heal you. He already did. Quit begging God to bless you. He already did. Quit begging God for financial miracles. He already did it. All you got to do is start believing it. Receive, anybody hear me? Receiving it, embracing it, embracing it with joy. He's already done it. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened up unto you. He's already, you know why? If you knock it, he already unlocked the door. Before you were sick, he already made the preparations for your healing. Before you had a need, he already made preparations for your need to be met. Amen. He just waiting. Here it is. So what do we got to do? We got to be persuaded to know that you know. Someone said, God said it. I believe it. That makes it so. No, 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 no. God said it, whether I believe it or not, it's so. But I want to be persuaded on it. I want to be persuaded that when I wake up in the morning, everything's going to be all right because God is God. I want to be persuaded that if I get bad news from the doctor, it's going to be all right. Because God has already prepared my path. He's already made a way for me. Amen. He already knows where I'm going and what I'm going to be. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. I am persuaded that everything's going to be all right. But Pastor, it don't look all right. I'm not going by what I see. I'm going by what he says. I want to be persuaded. I want to embrace it. And I want to receive it. I want to confess it. It's mine. It's mine. My granddaughter's got more money than all of us. Because every time she opens a purse, she says, "Did that give me money?" And I'll give her a dollar, and she goes, "Another one." And then when you give it to her, then she says, "It's mine." Puts in her purse, zips it up. And it's just amazing because she did nothing to earn it. I didn't tell her, pick that up and I give you a dollar. Clean that up and I give you a dollar. She asked it with those big brown eyes and that smile. And it's done because my love for her cannot compare to the love that God has for you. Oh, anybody hear me what I'm saying? So when we ask, we receive. Are you enjoying going through faith in Hebrews 11th chapter? Amen. It's only going to get better as we go through the chapters of faith. Listen to what it says. Although they didn't have the promise or didn't receive the promise, they were persuaded. They embraced it and they confessed it. You might not have it yet, but be persuaded. Embrace it and confess it. It's mine. It's mine. Now, I want everybody to lift your hands all in this place. God, you said that if we would believe, you said if your words abide in us and we abide in your word, we could ask anything and it shall be given. You said if we seek, we will find. Tonight, God, we want to be persuaded. We want to embrace and we want to confess by faith, which is the evidence of things hoped for. I can't see it. I'm believing it. I'm hoping for it. It's the evidence of what I need. Can't see it yet, but I'm going there. Might be a stranger in this land, but I'm holding on to you, God. I'm believing you for the promise. It's got to happen because you are God and you are able. You are God and you are able. Tonight, God, we praise you. Tonight, God, we magnify you for the answer. Tonight, I want you just come on, lift your hands and start worshiping God for the answer. So worshiping God for the promise. Because the greatest way we can confess it is to praise him for it. God, we thank you for healing of cancer. God, we thank you for financial miracles. We thank you for jobs. God, we thank you for doing what you said you would do. We thank you for salvation in our families. We thank you, God, for the miracles in our lives. We praise you and give you honor and glory for your God, and you're able to do it. We praise you. We thank you, God, you're making the crooked road straight. God, we thank you. You're working it out. You're working it out. You're working it out. We are persuaded that you're going to do it. We're persuaded that it's going to happen. Because when Abraham got persuaded, the promise came. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I asked you tonight, is God able? I said, I asked you tonight, is God able? All you got to do better than that is God able. Hallelujah. Is God able? I'll never forget, my wife blessed me. We were pastoring in Niagara Falls, and you know, being a pastor, you can forget about ever going to a football game. Because it's on Sundays. Buffalo Bills was in a playoff on Saturday. And so my wife got me a ticket, and me and the Christian education director went to see the game. Chill factor was 30 below zero. The Buffalo Bills was playing the Los Angeles Raiders, and the Bills lost the first half. They were beat. The second half, I watched Jim Kelly walk onto the field. And I turned around and looked at my Christian. I said, the Bills are going to win. He said, how do you know? I said, look at the steps. He's got something in his steps. He knew he was going to win. He walked to the huddle. You could just see it on him, in his face. We're going to win. Straighten up, guys. We're going to win. You know what happened? They won. Amen. They blew them out the second half. I've watched other quarterbacks walk onto the field, but to have that swagger, that, you know, giddy up in your step, that look on your face, yeah, we're going to win. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. Don't come to the huddle anymore with your head down, dragging your feet. Get that swagger in your step. Amen. Come in saying, we're going to win. It's going to happen. Amen. Don't go talk to somebody and discouragement, but lift your head up. My God, it's going to happen. When they told me my wife had cancer, we came home, we cried all the way home. I called my brother Rodney, he cried. I called my mom and she cried. Called my sister Robin, she cried. Got home and we walked in. Both of our eyes were bloodshot, you know. And my son was standing in the kitchen. He said, what'd the doctor say? I said, wait till your mom gets back. And my wife walked in and she said, son, mommy's got cancer. He goes, okay. Amen. I want you to know, mom. Amen. You're going to be all right. You're going to hold your grandchildren. You're going to be all right. And listen to what he said. I refuse anything else. He said, I refuse anything else. You know, right in the midst of the shock and the discouragement, my son came to the huddle with a lift in his legs and in his walk. He said, we're going to win. And guess what? We won. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
persuaded? I said, are you persuaded? Then get your head up. Quit looking down. No more discouragement. It's time to praise God. Hallelujah.
Persuaded. How when your husband comes home drunk, be persuaded. When your kids are acting ugly, be persuaded. When they start getting laid off at work, be persuaded. Hallelujah. Get the giddy up in your walk. That look on your face. We are going to win. Hallelujah. First half's over. Second half belongs to us. We are going to win. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, right now we claim your promise. Your promises to us are yea and amen. God, we hold on to those promises. We claim those promises in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, according to your word, God, let it be so. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.